Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, when you score 37 points, you should win that football game. When your quarterback passes for 450 yards, you should win that football game. When your number one wide receiver has a day, you should win that football game. The Giants did not. They give up 40 points, including an overtime loss to the Dallas Cowboys. We have been lambasting them, dissecting it. There were positives and a lot of negatives. To talk about the Giants, we welcome into the program Bobby Skinner. He is the host of Giants Nation Pod, the Giants Nation Show. Hey, Bobby, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on. When your passing offense is number one in the NFL and you were, you know, touted as having a top defense, you should win. But the Giants are 0-2 for the 10th time in 13 seasons.
All right. So in terms of what you blame this loss on most or want to focus on most, I'll let you start there. I've been going through a number of issues and reasons why they lost this game. But what stands out to you the most, biggest problem?
Biggest problem is just defensively, they haven't shown the given, like, that they have something that gives them an edge. Like, the pass rushers look pretty good, but it hasn't been able to dominate them. And they just are a team that finds ways to lose. Some teams find ways to win. They're a team that finds ways to lose. And it's year four of this regime, and they just can't get everything to go all at one time. So, like, you know, there's penalties today, the way they played soft at the end. You know, their new additions in the defense not making much impact. Like, there's really hard to point to one thing, because when you give up 40 points, it's a lot of things.
Yeah. Russell Wilson obviously was great until he wasn't for most of this game. And it's a shame, because we should be talking about a Giants win and then talking about all the great things that Russell Wilson did in this game. And instead, we're talking about a loss and a couple of really head-scratching plays in overtime. All right, I'll ask you, and we'll start with Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator. When we talk about a defense that gives up 40 points, there were a lot of issues and a lot of problems, but it just seems to me that he never gives his players an edge from an X's and O's or scheme standpoint. If the players are going to win on a play, seems like they have to do it with a winning your one-on-one matchup. But am I missing something, or from your vantage point, are you seeing Shane Bowen putting this team in a scheme that gives them an edge?
No, I think you hit the nail right on the head. He doesn't do anything that gives them an advantage, where, you know, when they look good, it's because they're rushing the passer really well. They're playing good man coverage on the back end. It's very rare where, you know, oh, look at this coverage they did that tricked the quarterback and the quarterback threw an interception. Or, hey, you know what? They don't have good run defense personnel, but he really, you know, does a lot to make sure they stop the run. Nope, they're, you know, the worst rushing defense in the NFL. So this is what that game was. When the pass rush was getting there early on, they would look like a good defense. When the pass rush started to slow down a little bit and they were only rushing four and never blitzing, well, Dak Prescott was able to sit in the pocket and find guys that won against man coverage. And like you said, they just, it's been over a year now that where they just are not getting any defensive end from their coaching, you know, and other coaches can have flaws and bad games, but you know, the last two guys that have here have felt like that. Wink Martindale, the way he brought his pressure, teams had to prepare for that. You know, Patrick Graham, you know, before that was someone who switched up coverages, disguised a lot of things. With Shane Bowen, it's like playing a preseason defense every week.
Yeah, it feels like Shane Bowen was the consolation prize defensive coordinator after Brian Daboll had so publicly seemed to feud with Wink Martindale, that, and with both Daboll and Shane on the hot seat, that Shane Bowen was the defensive coordinator that you could get to take the job, as opposed to the Giants being able to attract the top defensive coordinator. And that's got to be a knock on both Shane and Daboll in terms of the situation they've put the team in. But, you know, really a disadvantage from a schematic standpoint. We can blame the players, and we should, but really a disadvantage from a schematic standpoint with Shane Bowen. And nowhere more evident than 2nd and 10, you're in overtime. There's 14 seconds left. We all know that Aubrey can kick from midfield, and that they're playing such a soft prevent defense and allowing an 18-yard pass play to Ferguson in that situation. It just made no sense whatsoever. And for a Giants franchise, for so many years was built on a backbone of good defense, it just infuriating in that situation. And, you know, I don't know. I don't understand how he could look at that, Bobby, and decide that was the right strategy in that situation.
Yeah, it's just a playing with the fear. You know, whether it was last week where they just sat back and just played afraid of Jaden Daniels, of him scrambling, and still playing that way, he ended up scrambling. You know, lining these guys up where the linebackers and corners are 10 yards off the line of scrimmage, the safeties are 25 yards off, and then as soon as the ball is snapping, they're all bailing backwards. You know, just giving them what they wanted. Like you said, you knew if they got to the 50 or, you know, past the 50 that they were going to be able to make that field goal, and that's exactly what had happened. But the reality is, it's also, you know, it's not just Shane Bowen. You know, the players as well, right? Like, you have that those four pass rushers. Those guys need to be more than just good. You need them to be dominant. You know, Paulson Adebo was signed to make plays in man coverage, not mm-hmm. be perfect. He was targeted 6 times in those last handful of drives. He gave up 6 passes. He gave up a touchdown. He gave up a crosser in overtime that essentially ended the game. Deontay Banks was a first-round pick. He's not even the starter. He's coming in. He's giving up passes in double coverage. He's having poor effort in the run game. You know, even Andrew Phillips, who did some really good things on the defense, right? A defensive game where they didn't do very good things. He had some negatives that led to some bad plays. You know, Tyler Newbin, second-round pick year two. I think he missed 4 or 5 tackles. Holland, you know, he wasn't bad, but he wasn't, you know, playmaker. They need somebody in that back end to make a play. And Phillips did, but again, outside of him, no one really did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready.
maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking to Bobby Skinner about the Giants, and I don't know if I've ever seen an offensive lineman have a worse series than worse drive than James Hudson III on that opening drive. Just dreadful. With that said, on a positive in this game, Marcus Bowe, the fifth round draft pick, was terrific. And how would you plan to use Marcus Bowe if you were, getting to make the call? How would you use him moving forward?
I think he would just be your swing tackle once Andrew Thomas is back. And if Andrew Thomas isn't back next week, he's your starting left tackle. If Andrew Thomas was going to be out for 3-4 games, then I would actually consider moving Jermaine Illuminor to left and then keeping Marcus at right, where he's played essentially his entire college career. Like, his only left tackle experience has been with the Giants. But it's about development with him and figuring out what you have. Is he someone that you can put at right tackle to start week one next year? Or is he somebody that you're still kind of figuring out exactly what his role is going? So it's more about development with Bowe. But if there's one positive you can take away from this game, going forward, it is that Marcus Bowe came off the bench cold, playing a position that he hasn't played and didn't play in college, and held his own way better than the guy they paid $12 million.
Yeah, and what would you do with James Hudson after not just playing as poorly as he did, but with that display on the sideline of, kind of losing his mind and his cool on the sideline?
I wouldn't be mad if they cut him. At the worst, you healthy scratch him next week and send some, have an in-house suspension or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just something to show that is not acceptable. And this is not a guy who he just had a string of penalties. I was at all the training camp practices. They were having to pull him out of those practices because of the penalties he was getting, the false starts. The Giants kind of lauded, his edge. But in reality, is he was doing dirty things that in games get penalties. And that's exactly what happened in this game. Not so much the play where he hit the guy in the helmet, but more so the Wandell Robinson big catch. They've got first and goal in the two, and that gets backed up 15 yards because he gets pissed off at the end of a play.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pair poor performance with it, which, he was their worst starter in week one, and he sure looked like he was going to be it again in week two. Like, you've got to make some type of an example of that for the rest of the team.
Bobby, what'd you think of the running back usage in this game?
Well, considering, mentioning, talking about punishing a player, Tyrone Tracy did call out the play calling
this week in the, he was asked after the game, to the media, and had thought that they got away from the run a little too much.
Yeah, and then Devin Singletary came out with the starters on the first series, and then Tyrone Tracy got some carries, and then Cam Scadaboo got 11 carries, Tyrone Tracy got 5, and Singletary only had 1.
And Tracy suddenly went from being your starting running back to also being your kick returner.
Yeah, which, again, I don't understand the Giants' obsession of putting their starting players back there. Wandell Robinson got banged up doing it last week.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to read into that too much, but it's definitely interesting that another guy that they were lauding as like this rookie hit last year is now, getting his carries cut by quite a bit. And we're not, Scadaboo had some good moments, but we're talking about a guy who had -3 yards rushing last week. It's not like he had this performance last week that forced you to get him more touches.
If I'm also looking for a positive here, as we said, Russell Wilson, 450 yards passing, obviously makes a couple mistakes that cost the team in overtime. But with the way that Russell played last week, the offense, the whole team was flat, dreadful. The offense was boring and bad. And coming off of that, of course, there was a lot of attention. Is it time for Jackson Dart to start? All of this. With this performance from Russell, it would seem that it it would quiet people and that the Giants could sort of proceed with whatever the plan had been for Jackson Dart to sit and learn and have the package of plays and all of that. What, are you kind of expecting the plan to be easing Jackson Dart in and ramping up some more of these package of plays over the next few weeks?
Yeah, I think you'll see, similar, they did three running plays, read options. I would assume that, they'll play action pass out of one of those eventually. But in reality is Russell Wilson is kind of the decider when Jackson Dart plays, because if Wilson plays like he did today or even closer like he did today, he's going to hold on to that job for at least half the season. If he plays like he did week one for 2 weeks, in week three and week four, well, then people are going to be calling for Jackson Dart in week five. And I don't think Brian Daboll has shown you anything that he's not excited to go to Dart. A week ago, we were talking about, press conferences where he was given every opportunity to confirm Russ as a starter and he won it. So the reality is it's up to Russ. So his game today stopped that from being a conversation this week, and it's up for him to keep doing that and keep that conversation quiet.
Lost in what will be a loss and a lot of the questions about the defense and Shane Bowen and all of that, the wide receiver play in this game and, in particular, Malik Nabers with some catches. Malik Nabers, obviously, and Wandell Robinson. Malik Nabers, at this point, I don't think there's much doubt that he's one of the better wide receivers in the league, but a couple of those plays, and when the other team absolutely knows it and knows that's what you're probably going after and that Russell's going to throw the ball down the field to him and still, guys draped on him, a hand over his eyes, and he's still catching the pass in the end zone. What are you seeing in terms of the evolution so far, young season, but from Malik Nabers? Are you seeing differences in his game this season, let's say, versus as a rookie?
It's not even so much differences in his game, it's differences of how they're getting him the football and not just throwing him a bunch of, quick passes to force feed him, where, he didn't have as much and many explosive plays as you would expected last year for a guy who set records as a rookie. But, after 2 weeks, he's leading the NFL in receiving. He has the most 20-plus yard catches, and he's catching these deep passes down the field, right? He didn't have any deep passing touchdowns last year until the Ravens game when Tim Boyle threw him one. he had two in this one, and he's getting that opportunity with Russell Wilson that he didn't with, Daniel Jones, who is playing well for the Colts, but just was not giving him those opportunities down the field. Russell Wilson, if there's one thing he's still good at, it's that deep ball, and he's giving it. So that's where Nabers is really shining.
And Wandell Robinson has been telling us he can do stuff more than just be in the slot. Look like today, at least he could. How much of, I think Nabers is, legitimately one of the top receivers in the game. From what we saw from Wandell today, how much is that a feature, let's say, now of the potentially of the Giants passing game moving forward, or how much of that is just that the Cowboys pass defense really is not very good?
I want to see it more consistently, because the reality is that, those three deep passes he caught, that's how many he had in his entire career. This mm-hmm. was his first 100-yard receiving game since his rookie season, and quarterback play is a big part of that. But on which of those touchdowns were they actually covering him and man coverage? Or like he was wide. It was bad Cowboys defense.
Yep.
Now the Giants can still attack and use that if teams are double covering Malik Nabers and Slayton on the outside. So it was a great game for Wandell Robinson, but I just want to see it more consistent before I just crown him as this downfield threat for a 5'8" wide receiver.
All right, last one before I let you go. Last year it was Saquon Barkley to the Eagles and everybody making fun of the Giants. And look, players move on from the Giants and how well he did. As you mentioned a moment ago, Daniel Jones with the Colts now. They're 2-0. They just upset the Denver Broncos. He is playing well. Is this something that, as somebody, you know, for you as a Giants fan, does it matter how Daniel Jones plays this season? Is it a bad look for Brian Daboll or the Giants coaching staff and front office if he is successful somewhere else?
That's tough to say, because the reality is Daniel Jones played bad last year. It wasn't just scheme. We saw him. He was inaccurate. But I do think he lost his confidence, and part of that was due to the team, you know, the way they, you know, treated him in the offseason with the hard knock stuff.
And also, you know, the bad offensive line. It was a combination of the team and also the bad offensive line.
Yeah, so the reality is I don't think there's any way we would all have went through this offseason.
Couldn't keep him. Could not.
Oh, yeah, you just keep Daniel Jones like another year. Like, you would have been called the craziest people in the world.
Right.
I'm happy for him. You know, I'm not somebody who, you know, hates Daniel Jones or anything. It was time to move on. It's very weird career. You know, the only guy to have his fifth-year option declined and then get a contract from that team.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, despite bad factors around him, Daniel Jones failed the last 2 years for the New York Giants as well and had injury issues. So happy for him, but it is very funny that every player that leaves the New York Giants just starts having career years.
Yeah, Xavier McKinney, it's not the best, you know, Julian Love. It's not the best recent history. But anyway, Bobby Skinner. Appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.